Okay. So again, the Shiras of Zecher Nishmas today, Yitzchak ben Peretz Klein. Yitzchak ben Peretz Klein. Okay, we are towards the bottom, Chavdal and Mabez. The Shokiv today of Talmud Torah and Purim. The rest of the day is going to be quite busy. So the Osik Batar, when we get up, no matter what day it is, no matter what we're doing that day, special kiyum that we had this morning. Okay, we are towards the bottom of Chavdal and Mabez. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the bottom. We just had a Machlokas Amoraim quoted between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. The Machlokas Amoraim was about, again, whether you, when you are walking in a Makom Metunah, you're walking in a place where it is not kavod to talk Divrei Torah or to daven, do you have to stop? Or do you just cover your mouth and keep walking? Rabbi Yochanan said you can keep walking, just cover your mouth. Well, Rav Huna said you have to stop. Again, yesterday we had a somewhat of a breather from the halachas of Inyani Tsoa and Inyani Balkeri, etc. Today we have one more day. One more day regarding those halachos. I just saw last night the Mishnah Berurah has a hakdama to the siman about Inyani Tsoa. He says there are 10 rules. He has 2.5 columns about it because it's very complicated exactly, which we're going to get into some of the details again today. And then starting tomorrow already, so from the beginning of the parak, by the Shem Chavav, it's all very different in Yanim. But we have one more day regarding these issues that we've discussed in the past couple days. Okay, Tani Kavasi Rav Huna, Tani Kavasi Rav Chisda. That's 6 lines up. So we have a Braisa that supports Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Tani Kavasi Rav Huna, who says that you have to stop. You can't say Kriyashma in a Makom Metunah and keep going. Let's say you're in a bathroom. Let's say you walk down a place and there's a... let's say you walk into shul and you know Zman Kriyashma is passing, so you want to make sure to say Kriyashma. You're supposed to stop and say Kriyashma. Let's say you're very late, then you're going to walk anyway, you're going to concentrate. So as you're walking, so let's say you pass something on the ground, so therefore do you have to stop or do you just cover your mouth and keep going? So Rav Huna says you have to stop. Rav Huda says, sorry, the other way. Rav Huda says that you're allowed to continue going. The other way. But according to Rav Chisda, Machlokas Rav Huda and Rav Chisda says you can't say Kriyashma. Right, but if you're going, if you started, you have to stop. Lo pasak mai. If you didn't stop, what's the halacha? Is it counted? My umr of my Mesha bar braid Reb Shuv ben Levi alava kasav omer v'gamani nasati lam chukim motovim u'mishpatim lo yichibahem. In other words, it is you're not yotzei according to this second opinion according to Reb Shuv ben Levi. According to Rav Chisda, Rav Asi amar another pasuk having moshchi avon v'chavle hashav. You are doing sin b'chavli hashav in very weak false ropes. So Rashi says just for afaydei diber ba'alma hu nanash, just for a small little rope, a small little thing, you're going to be nanash for saying kriyashma in the makom metunah. Tosva says there's a machlokas on poskin. The bottom Tosva is how do we paskin? Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, we try to generally be machmir. Rav Adar Bar-Ava Amar Mehach, a third pasuk which Rav Chisda says is the makor for saying that you're not Yosi if you keep saying Kriyashma. Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. Dvar Hashem, and we darshan, not just the word of God, Dvar from speaking, from some type of speech, of saying Kriyashma, in the Makom Metunah, Baza, it has been disgraceful. Vim Pasak Mascharo. If you posik, what's your schar? Which means, if you, what's so great? Says, Amar Afuna, Allah Vakaz of Amar, Badavar Azet, Tarichu Yamim. You're going to get Arichas Yamim just for stopping to say Kriyashma in the Makom Metunah? The answer is no, that we appreciate what Kriyashma is about. We appreciate what we're doing. That we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we stop. That, out of that Hakara, we stop and don't say it in a place which is improper to say it with. So that itself is worthy of Arichas Yamim. Are you Yotzi? According to Rav Chisda, you're not Yotzi. But if Chizkiyah says it's a kodesh for the Yotzei, so the Machlokas Rishonim, who do we paskin like? I think we say you shouldn't. I think we really say you shouldn't, and you might have to repeat it again, like we said yesterday. If you lost a Toeva 2 days ago, we paskin about if you have to go to the bathroom. We said that. I'm sorry. So I wanted to emphasize it. Arichas Yamim. Okay, second to last line. Amar Rav Huna. Ha'isa talisa chagura lo amasav buta likros kriyashma. Poor in halacha, Rav Huna says, if your beged is around your waist, muta likros kriyashma. In other words, if a man is not wearing a shirt, he's still allowed to say kriyashma. That is not considered erva for a man. So therefore, without a shirt on, man is allowed to say kriyashma. Tani na mihachi. Ha'isa talisa shal beged v'shal or v'shal sach chagura masav buta likros kriyashma. Again, if your talis or your beged is around your loins, your masnav, your waist, so then you're allowed to say Kriyashma. In other words, L'chadchila, you might want to put on a shirt, But if you do not have a shirt on, so then you can still say Kriya Shema. But the Gemara says on top, Chachamim Aleph, Aval L'Tfila Achi Chases Libo. But for Tfila, for Shmona Esrei, it's until your Machasa, your heart. In other words, it's improper to do that by Tfila. Why? As we've spoken about in the past, Tfila has an extra level of Kavana. It's a state of Lifnei Hashem. You have to realize you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like Reb Chaim pointed out. Two types of Kavana. Number one, the Pirush Hamilim. You have to know what the words you're saying mean in Shmona Esrei. But the other type of Kavana is the general Kavana, that I'm standing in front of Hashem, I have to realize what I'm doing. And that type of Kavana is Ma'akev, the whole Shemona Esrei, not just in Avos, not just in the first Bracha. So that's why, by Tefillah, there are, even though Tefillah might be Drabanan, according to the Ramban we said, and others, while Kriya Shema's Kabbalah Tavach HaShemayim in Mitzvot, Kimada Obrishanim hold this Daraisa, but still Tefillah has a different aspect. If you remember, we had a parallel earlier in Daf Tezayin, the Mishnah said, say thing up in a tree. Up in a tree, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema, but level Tefillah you can't. Why? Because Tefillah requires more a different type of Kavana. I want to say more Kavana, compared to Kabbalah Tavach HaShemayim, but a different type of Kavana, a Kavana of Lifnei Hashem, and that is why you have to put on a shirt. Okay, that's what Rashi says in one line on top. Rashi says you have to be omid lefnei hamelech when you say Shmona Esrei. The Amar Rav Huna, shachach v'nichnas b'tfilin lebeis hakisei. Yesterday we had the whole discussion. Two days ago we had the whole discussion about what you're supposed to do with tefillin and the bathroom. You wrap it up in your shirt. You put it in a bag. All various. They put it in a cubby on the inside of the wall, on the outside of the wall. All different details. So let's say a person forgot and he went into the bathroom wearing his tefillin. And l'chora, this is talking about a beis hakisei kavua, as we spoke about, one that's miyuchad litzoa and not just l'mei raglayim. So the so says the Gemara, meniach yado alein ad sheyigmor. So you put your hand over them. L'chora is talking about the tefillin shel rosh. The mafarshim point out tefillin shel rosh because that's the one that's megula. You put your hand over them ad sheyigmor until you finish what you're doing in the bathroom. Says the Gemara, ad sheyigmor sakadaitach. What do you mean? You have to. You can stay there for 15 minutes if you're in the bathroom. You have it all the way until you finish. Shouldn't like you take it off sooner? Shouldn't you like try to finish quicker? You know what do you mean until you finish? So Gemara says no. You're misunderstanding. Elakadam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Ache Yigmar Amud Rishon. It means if somebody has a few parts of what he is doing in the bathroom, so then after the part that you're in the middle of, so then you should try to get your tefillin out of the bathroom. It doesn't mean that the whole time that we're in there, but sometimes there are breaks in between what we're doing. So therefore, if after the segment that we're doing, that we're involved in, so then you stop, go and take off your tefillin. So the Gemara says, v'lifsok la'alter, v'lekum. So what do you mean? Stop what you're doing right away. Get out of the bathroom and take off your tefillin. What do you say? Oh, until you finish this part. Just take off your... Stop right away. So the Gemara answers, no, that's dangerous. Mishimer v'shimer v'gamliel, the Tanya, Rashbag Omer, Amur ha-chozer mevi lidei es adam lidei hadrokan, silo na-chozer mevi es adam lidei yirakon. So the Gemara seems to say that if somebody is in the midst of being osem eraglayim or oset soa, it causes extreme sicknesses if somebody stops mamish in the middle. So therefore, you should stop the momentary stream or the momentary act that one is involved in, and before one gets to the next step, so then you go and take off your tefillin. But to stop in the middle, the Gemara assumes that this could cause problems, and therefore one does not have to stop right then. Okay. Itmar. Says the Gemara, Soa al basaro yada munachas bebeis akise. Let's say somebody has soa on a part of his body. Or he sticks his hand into the bathroom. And again, it might not be bathrooms b'zman hazeh, but there's some part of his body that's not roi to say Kriya Shema. Not his whole body, some part of his body. L'chora, what's on his body does not smell. We're going to get into smells a little later today. It's not that he's in a place where he can't concentrate. But it's so al basaro. Or his hand is stuck in the base akise. So can he say Kriya Shema? Because 97% of his body is roi to say Kriya Shema. It's just that 3% that is not roi. So Rav Huna Amar Mutar Likros Kriya Shema, Rav Chisda Amar Asa Likros Kriya Shema. Again, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda were, I guess, very involved in these types of inyanim, like we had the machlokas on the Amud before. But Rav Huna and Rav Chisda machlokas, whether you're allowed to. Amar Rav, my time with Rav Huna. What's the reason that Rav Huna says it's Mutar, Dechsiv, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka? Right? Your Neshama has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. And therefore Rashi explains, Kol HaNeshama, everything, the Noshem, the breath, all the Evarim that help you breathe, your nose and your mouth, those Ivarim have to be roi to say Kriya Shema. But a finger and other parts of the body, you don't have to worry about it. It's interesting, in various places, we learn halachas from this pasuk, Kol HaNeshama, to Halokah. I think the Gemara in Brachas later on, I think Mem Ches or something. The Gemara, even though the Gemara has a learns out all Birchas Hanen and from one pasuk from Lashem Arzim Loev Arzim Alamei Adam, which we'll get to on Lamed Hey, but the Gemara has a separate pasuk for learning out. You have to make a bracha on smells. Make a bracha when he smells something. Burim and Ebesamim. Right. So what from what pleasure? Call the neshama to Haloka. Which pleasure does the neshama get Tana from? That's Birchas Areyach. So you learn that from Call the neshama to Haloka. Not just a pasuk we say in Pesukah the Zimra. But anyway, that's Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Amar Asur Likros Kriya Shema. Rav Chizda says no, it's Asur to say Kriya Shema if one hand is in the bathroom or soa on part of one hand. I say, but Rav Chizda Dechsiv Kol Atzmosai Tamarna Hashem Yichamocha. All of my bones should say, should praise Hashem and say, Hashem, who is like you? So that's why Rav Chizda says what he says. Can we also learn halachas from this? Kol Atzmosai Tamarna. Right, not halachas, but the makar, the post can bring down of what? Anybody know? What do we learn from this pasuk? Kol Atzmosai Tamarna. The makar of shuckling. I think the Darkei Moshe originally quotes, the makar of shuckling is learned down from this pasuk. Kol Atzmosai, my whole body gets into it. Kol Atzmosai Tamarna, Hashem Yichamocha. Okay, first wide line. Why does it only be Kriyashma? Meaning, betfila, would they agree? Would they agree that... Right, would everybody agree Kol Atzmosai Tamarna by Tefila? I'm not sure. Homework. Itmar. First wide line. Reach ra sheyesh lo ikar. So we're going to talk about two types of smells. What happens, which is less common, let's say lamaisa, but let's say there's a bad smell, sheyesh lo ikar, that has an identifiable source where the smell is coming from. And one is in proximity of that ikar, of that source. So Rav Huna Amar... Again, remember, and we're talking in days earlier where there was a different level of there were many more animals floating around life, and the garbage collection I assume wasn't as efficient as it is in our day. So there was much more common to be around places where you can't say Kriya Shema. You know, we live, we have to appreciate it. You know, we get pickups on Erev Pesach. You know, but in those days, you know, it's. It was much more of these halachas with the maisa, Baruch Hashem, but this is our kiyum, being osek in these halachas. So Rav Huna Amar, so let's say there's a reach rashi yesh lo ikar. So everybody agrees you have to move away. The question is, move away how far from what? So Rav Huna Amar, marchik dalad amos, v'kori kriyashma. Rav Huna says, move dalad amos away. Oh, I just forgot to mention that we're talking about a case here. Let's just finish Rav Huna first. You're marchik dalad amos, and you say kriyashma. As long as you move 4 amos away, about 6 to 8 feet. From the source of the smell, you can say Kriya Shema. Rashi says, even if you still smell it. Even if you still smell it, Rashi says, V'afal b'sharech ba'ilav. But still, since you are moved away, and we're going to say in a minute, it's not in front of you. It's not in front of you, let's say it's behind you. So you're allowed to say Kriya Shema as long as you're dalad amos away. Rav Chizda Amar, Marchik dalad amos b'makam shabazak harayach v'kori Kriya Shema. Rav Chizda says, we're machmir. No, you have to go dalad amos away from where the smell stops. Not from where the source of the smell is. So again, machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, again, coming up in the clutch, having this machlokas. So tani kavatid Rav Chizda. So we have a brisa to support Rav Chizda, who said that you have to go stop from the place where the reach stops. Lo yikra adam kriya shma. You person is not allowed to say kriya shma. Lo keneget soas ha'adam, lo keneget soas klavim, lo keneget soas chazir, lo keneget soas tanagola. You're not allowed to say kriya shma, keneged, opposite, soa of a person, or a dog, or a chazir, or a chicken. And this is talking about, the Rashi points out, that this is no smell. This is a different case. The second half of the Brisa is going to relate to what we were just talking about. But first it says, if there is any of these so'os in front of me, I am not, even if it doesn't smell, we'll get to how long it's called so'a, for how long it's, when is it called just nothing. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But says the Brisa, that if it's in front of me, even if it doesn't smell, I'm not allowed to say Kriya Shema. V'lo kinegar ashpa sherecha ra, and not next to a garbage. The Gra takes out the word soa, but it's just tam ashpa, even without soa in it. Not neged an ashpa, garbage place sherecha ra, which also smells. V'mayim akum gavo asar tvachim, but abach asar tvachim yoshev v'sidav akori Kriya Shema. If though the soa or the ashpa is in a place which is 10 tvachim higher or lower than me, which would make it a separate rishus, and that's what we're going to learn about in Masechah Shabbos and Masechah Erevin, if it's in a separate rishus, so then it's okay. It's not like I'm saying Kriya Shema keneged at soa, and therefore I would be allowed to say the Kriya Shema.
What is the price bring down 4 different types of soa? Does that mean all the types of soa are mutter?
That's a good question, because we're going to bring a similar price in a couple of lines, and it's not going to say soa's tarnagolim. So the Tosas here points out a little bit already. Are there different halachas by these? So to bring down human and animal, that already I would say is a chiddush, because you might say only soa of a Can you come at 7 o'clock? 7:30? Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bimlav marchik malo enav. So let's say if it's not in a separate rishus, so marchik malo enav. So then you have to get it out of your vision, which means put it behind you. We spoke about litzadit, etc. V'chein l'tfila, and the same halacha as abayda tfila continues the brisa. That is all part one of the brisa. Tsoa, which does not smell, which happens to be in proximity of you, you have to make sure it's not in front of you. Part two of the brisa, and this is what relates to the machlokas we just had. Reach Rashi Ishlo Iker Marchik Dalanamos Bimakam Hareach V'Karei Kriyashma. So you see Beferish like Rav Chisda that you have to go 4 amos from where the smell stops, not 4 amos like Rav Huna said from the source of the smell. I'm sorry.
Maybe,
but I'm saying, but what do you mean? The first beginning is lo keneged, but then it talks about reach Rashi Ishlo Iker. Okay, but what does he do with the second line of the brisa? Okay.
The beginning of the brisa was saying sherei hara, right?
No, the beginning of the brisa is no. Rashi says lo keneged, so it's adam, but afal gat she'ein reyach.
Okay, but the next part where Tosafot gets hard spot.
But that I think that's only going on. Where is that? That's on going on ashpa. It's going on ashpa. Look at ashpa sherei hara.
So if ashpa, the reyach of ashpa is on.
It might be even without. Known soa in there, but the reach of ashba might have a different halacha.
So we're more makel by the reach of ashba.
Could be only if it has a smell, right? So Amar Rava, but the six wide line, less ochza kahamasisa. We don't hold like this brisa. Ella kiha, the following brisa. The Tanya, lo yikra adam kriyishma lo kaneged soas adam lo kaneged soas chazirim lo kaneged soas klavim bismach and asan oris l'tochan. First of all, it leaves out tarnagolim to relate to Josh's point to figure out why. You can look at the top tosvos, but the Gemara says here stam tsoa of animals does not have the halacha of tsoa. Maybe it doesn't smell so bad. It's only when nasan oros l'tochan. What does that mean? One of the abos malachos on Shabbos is called ma'abed. What's ma'abed? Ma'abed is when you preserve the hides of the animal. Let's say, what do you do to make a cloth of a Torah? So you skin an animal, you trap an animal, you kill an animal, you skin it. So the cloth that we have doesn't really look like the skin of an animal. So how did it get from the skin of an animal to look like cloth? So the answer is, you preserve it in some way. Because if you don't preserve it, so then it's not going to last. So you have to like pickle it. Like you pickle cucumbers and then it lasts. Also with skin, if you do this type of processing called the ibud, you put heavy salts you put in it, and you do some type of preservation, that's what makes it last and turns it into leather. Goes from animal skin to leather. That's the process. That's the malach of ibud. That's why pickling on Shabbos. If your mamish puts cucumbers into a pickle juice, so that it could be the malach. It's probably drabanan because they eat ibud ba'ochlin. But that's the halacha. So in those days, they used to. It might not appear so pleasant to us, but the way that they used to do ibud is they had to use barrels or ditches, and in the ditches and the barrels, the tsoa of these animals was a good. Preserving instrument, preserving part of the mixture. So therefore, they used to put the leather pieces in with the tzoa. And once that started, that smelled disgusting. That smelled very putrid. So this brisa holds, the only time that is considered something that you really can't say kriyash vakenegdo is if you're already nasan oris betochad. You already made this mixture and the preservation has started. But if it's tam tzoa, like the first brisa said, then the halachos would not apply. The tefillin, right? I'm not sure, but obviously they used to, clean it and wash it well afterwards. But this just might be early stages. I mean, we're going to talk about it. Tanneries used to smell terrible. The Gemara talks about, like, if somebody works at a tannery, did the wife have to know beforehand that he works there and not before they got married because it's such considered a mum because the smell sticks with you for so long. But I'm not sure. They might have used it. Okay, by my name of Sheshes. Reach Rasha ein lo ikur. What about a bad smell that does not have a source? Right. So this is, let's say in shul. Let's say in shul, all of a sudden it starts smelling, and I'm saying kriyashma. I'm saying I'm davening. So what's the halacha? So mahu amar lahu. So Rav Sheshes answers asu chazu hani tzipi de beirav the hani gani vahani garsi. Look at the base medrash. They have all these rest mats. Like the kids have, they have these rest mats on the floor, and half the people are sleeping in the base medrash because they've been learning all day, and all that half are learning. And when people sleep, sometimes certain smells come out of them, and you see the people don't stop learning. So therefore, you see that it must be mutter. It's ein lo ikur, so therefore it's mutter. Vahani mili bedivrei Torah. That's only, says the Gemara, by learning. If somebody is learning, and then there is a bad smell, so then they don't have to stop. They don't have to stop learning. Avo bekriyashma lo. right? The why is learning different? Rashi says bishut delo efshar. You're in the base medrash all day, and you know people are sleeping. And what do you want? What do you want? So it's like impossible. You know, you have to keep learning. So that's why by learning you say it's okay. You can continue learning. Avo bekriyashma lo. But by kriyashma you can't. Yet you're either you have to wait or you have to go to a different part of the room. Sorry. Unless the zman, maybe unless the zman. Interesting what the reason for this is, but even by learning, you're only allowed to keep learning is if you're not the source of the smell. If your friend is the source of the smell. But if you yourself are the source of the smell, so then you can't keep learning. Question: is this a knas? Is this whatever the reason for the halacha is? But maybe you're considered an ikar, so it's yeshlo ikar. But either way, that is the halacha that the Gemara codifies. Okay, two dots. Itmar, soa overis. Up until that, we've been talking about the soa is somewhere stationary on the ground. But what happens if the soa is passing you? It's going past you. Abaye Amar Mutter Likros Kriyashma, Rava Amar also Likros Kriyashma. So Machlok is Abaye and Rava, whether you're allowed to say Kriyashma, Kedeget Soa that is passing, because it might not be considered there, because it's moving. It's Mahalich. So therefore it's Machlok is Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye Minah Minallah. Abaye says, how do I know that if the Soa is passing, it's Mutter? Tetzan, it says in the Mishnah, in Negayim. Hatami, always have to be excited when we do a Mishnah Taurus, because Dafyomi doesn't do it. So every time we do a Mishnah Taurus, gotta be excited. Negayim is in Seder Taurus. Ditznan. Hatame ome tachas ha'ilan v'hatar over tame. Tahar ome tachas ha'ilan v'tame over tahar. There's a halacha, just to know, this is about, the context is a mitzora. We know usually there are different levels. The first parak in Kalim talks about the different levels of the avos hatuma. A sheretz is an avatuma, and a zav is an avatuma, and a zava. And the Gemara says, this is the halacha by this avatuma, and this halacha is even more chamer, and has this. And this amalacha is even more chamer, because this halacha applies, and this halacha applies. A mitzora is a very unique one of the avos hatuma. If a man or a woman is a mitzora or a mitzoras, in that, it's just like a mace. If a mitzora is in the same house, then the whole house becomes tame. So that's the halach of mitzora. That does not apply to a zav. It doesn't apply to other avos hatumos. If it's sheretz, most other avos hatumos are only tamei b'negiyah, by touching, the masa, by carrying, hesed, by moving. But ohel is usually reserved for a mace, for a niftar, or a part of a mace, part of a niftar. But mitzora has that halacha also. So let's say, tamei omi takas ha'ilan. Let's say a mitzora is standing under a tree with very wide branches. So therefore, the branches themselves, the tree itself, might be called an ohel, because there's enough airspace underneath. So the mitzora is sitting having a picnic under the tree, v'hatar over, and all of a sudden the tahar goes past. Similar to discussion, they talk about, let's say there's a cemetery, and a tree overhangs the cemetery, like on Fort Hamilton Parkway, Borough Park over there, there's that cemetery on the corner, and it might be different, but let's say it was Mesa Yisrael, and you drive by, so is a Kohen allowed to drive by in his car on that street, if he's going to be under the trees? Is the car a hefsik? A lot of shilas piled on top of each other. But let's say the mitzora is sitting under a tree, and the tahar is over, tameh. So the halach is tameh, because the tahar passed under the tree, where the tameh was sitting. Tahar omi tachas ha'ilan, but tameh over. But let's say the tahar person is sitting under a tree, and the tameh person is passing under a tree, tahar. If the tameh one is moving, so then we say tahar. So Abaye says, that's where I learned it from, that if the tzoa is moving also, it doesn't have the status of being there. Just like the tummy walking past doesn't have the status of being there, it's moving, it's on the move, so too the tzoa. The imama tummy, but if the mitzora had stopped, so then it would be tummy because then he stops moving. The chayin be'evin min hamenugas. The Mishnah also says, doesn't only apply to a person mitzora, but it applies to a part of a house that has a tzaras, right? A unique halacha of nigei batim. So that's Abaye's raya. So if Rava Amar Lacha, Rava says, no, what are you talking about? That's not a raya. That's a special din in Mitzora. Hasa b'kfiyusa talya milsa. D'chsiv badav yeshim b'chus l'machanem moshavo. Over there, by Mitzora, it specifically says, moshavo. His sitting. His place. So dafka by Mitzora, it has to be sitting. Ahacha. But here, by Tzoa, v'chayim machanecha kadosh amarachman v'haleka. But here it says, your camp, where you daven, has to be holy. And even if it's moving past, it's not holy right now. You have Tzoa passing through. So says Rava, you might not be able to compare Tzoa versus Mitzora. Fine. Amar Papa. Sorry? What do we say by a mace? By a mace over. So that would be a nafkamina. I didn't look it up. But Yemei Zohar would be a nafkamina because that's not Moshavo and that's not Machadech HaKadosh. Good question. Let's look it up. Amar Rav Papa. Pi Chazer Ketsoa Overes. Rav Papa says, let's say a pig is walking by. So the assumption is that you could assume that the pig has Soa in his mouth. And therefore you have to treat it like Soa Overes, therefore which would relate to the prior Machlokas. Pshita, of course. What else is a pig Osek in? So Gemara says, Lo Tzrich Avakav the Salat Minara. No. The pig was just coming up from the river where he washed out his mouth. And he's all clean. So then you might say that the mouth doesn't have soa in it. Kamash one, it does. Maybe he doesn't even wash his, doesn't wash his mouth when he goes to the river. But that's the chiddush. Amar Rav Yehuda, Safik soa asura, Safik meraglayim mutarim. Says Rav Yehuda, let's say you have a Safik, whether there is soa there, or let's say, which we're going to talk about, whether something still has the status of soa or not. Because we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, when does it stop becoming soa. So, if you have a suffix, soa, asura, suffix, meraglai, mutarim. And this might be based on, the Gemara is going to mention it in a minute, that we had earlier on the bottom of Chav Beis and Mabeis, we had Tosfos who said that soa is a din d'oraisa. Right? If Hoye Machanech HaKadosh, Rabbi, a din d'oraisa to say tefillah, kenegat soa, kriyash ma kenegat soa. But the bottom Tosfos on Chav Beis and Mabeis had said that by meraglayim, it's din d'rabanan. When it's mamish coming out, we're going to talk about that might be d'oraisa. But in the presence of meraglayim, it's only a d'rabanan. So therefore, if it's a suffix here, the regular rules and regulations. Suffix daraisa l'chumra, suffix d'rabbana l'kula. Again, we don't have time, we can have a shir on that, but that's usually the halacha, and that might be what's behind this suffix. If you have a suffix so it's a suffix daraisa, so therefore it's usur to say tefillah or kriyashma there. Suffix meraglayim mutarim. Ika da'amre, amr of Yehuda, the following. Suffix soa bebayis. It depends on the context. If you have suffix soa in your house, muteres, because you could assume a house is cleaned out, a house doesn't have it in it. But ashpa asura. But ashpa is asur. The Rishonim say, because you could assume there's a chazaka that there's soa there. Suffix meiraglayim, afilu ba'ashpa nami mutarim. But a suffix of a meiraglayim, even ba'ashpa, where you could assume that it's there maybe, still it's mutter. Why? Sava lucky hadar abhamnuna, davar abhamnuna, lo asra Torah el keneged amud bovad. Rav Huna Amnuna says that the din d'oraisa is only keneged ha'amud, which Rashi explains to mean mamish meraglayim coming out of a person. That's a din d'oraisa. You can't say kriyash bar tefila in front of that. That's the only din d'oraisa. Okay, but everything else by meraglayim is only a din d'rabanan. It's a din d'rabanan, but there are different halachas bishub safek by that case. Uke d'Rav Yonasan. D'Rav Yonasan, this chilek of Soa and Meraglayim fits into what Rav Yonasan said. Because Rav Yonasan asked a steer between two psukim. Rami, Ksiv Yati Alochamichus Lamachanev Yatsasa Shabachutz. It says in Bajas Kiseitse that you should have a place. Yad is a place. Yad Vashem. Yad is a place. So Yad, there should be a place outside the Machaneh where you go outside to take care of business. Ksiv Yaseiti Alocha Vechulu Vechisisa Seyasecha. The second pasuk that you not only go out and take care of business, but you have to cover up what you did out there. So, okay, Sad, what's the difference? Do you have to cover it or not? So, habigdolim kambiktanim. So the difference is, soa or meraglayim, right? So therefore, by soa, that's where you have to cover it up, because that's a din d'araisa. While meraglayim, you don't. Alma, ktanim, lo asra Torah, lo keneged ha'amud bovad. Mashpa, the ktanim, meraglayim, is only asra keneged ha'amud, which means, as we said before, mamish, what is coming out when it's flowing, but hanafala arashari. But if it's on the ground, so then it's not asra bida orai. So, rabbanan uta gazir behu. It's only asra drabanan. Vichi gazir behu rabbanan bivad da'on. Aval besfekan lo gazar. And the only time when the rabbanan made a gzera against the context of meraglayim is only if you know for sure that the meraglayim are there. But if you have any type of suffix, it's only a suffix drabanan of a gzera, and therefore the halacha would not apply. Period. Ubevada'an ad kama. Here we go. So let's say you know for sure that soa is there, or you know for sure the meraglayim are there. How long does the meraglayim or the soa have the status of that? You know, let's say there's been soas kelev on the street for a month. You know, so is that still the status of soa? Meaning it doesn't. So when does it lose its shamed soa? Or meraglayim? You know, at which point does the meraglayim on the floor lose the status of meraglayim? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. And again, it's hard for us to imagine, but in the days of old, they didn't have bathrooms like we have as much. They had places. They had places to go for the bathroom, but it wasn't as confined as we have. What? We have geese. That's true. That's time of year. It's terrible, but it's geese also, right? It's Abi Tosan and Golem, right? That was the nafkamina between the two brises. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, a couple of shitas. Calls Maas of the next, the rest of the Amid, we have various shitas about this. Calls Maas of Matfichin. First opinion, Shmuel said, as long as it still can get wet, whatever touches it. Matfichin. Meaning, even if stomach's not in a puddle anymore, it still might be moist, that if you touch it, your finger's going to get wet. So that's the shear, as long as it still can get something wet. Fine. Geneva, Mishmei the Rav Amar, Kozvan Shir Mishuma Nikar. No, he's more Machmir. As long as the appearance could still be there, meaning you see the mark where it was absorbed into the ground, that's, until that point, it's considered Meraglayim. Amar of Yosef, Shorle Mari L'Gneva. It's a phrase the Gemara says sometimes when somebody really wants to be nice to the person. He says, Oi, Hashem should be Mochel Gneva for saying such an opinion. Shorle Mari L'Gneva, Hashem should be Mochel you. Why? Because what's the problem? Hashtet Tsoa Amar of Yudam Amar Rav. Tsoa, which is the Oraisa. Rav says, Kivich Akarmu Panel Mutur. Then once it gets a crust-like appearance, by Tsoa, it's already mutter when it hardens like that. So meraglayim, me boy. So meraglayim, you're saying go so far until that you could barely can't see it anymore. You being so machmir by meraglayim, by tsoa we're not so machmir. By tsoa we say once karmu paneha. So how could Geneva say that? So Amar Alei Abaye, Abaye says, what are you jumping on him for? My chaz is to smocha hai. Why are you relying on that misora that we have of Rav? There's another maimer that we have of Rav. Smocha aha on the following. Damar Rav Barhuna Amar Rav. Soa afilu kacheres asura. We have a different phrase of Rav that Rav says that tsoa, even kecheres, like earthenware, you know, that's so hard, it's still aser. So if it's so hard, so that also maybe by meraglayim, maybe we're so machmir. The hechidami tsoa kecheres, what does that mean, kecheres? What's the shear? So I'm Rav Abarchana, I'm Rav Yochanan, kolzvan shezorkav eina nefrachas. If you throw it and it won't disintegrate, so then that's the shear of, if it doesn't nifrachas, meaning it's still soft enough that it won't break and it's so brittle, so then it's still called soa. But if it's going to be nifrach, it's going to break, so then it's going to be, it's not going to be called soa anymore. But you get the amre, a little more machmer shita, calls vansha gola vein nifrachas. In order to throw it, a lot of things that you throw are going to break. If rolling it, if it rolls on the ground, then it won't break, so then it's called still called soa. But if it's going to break, it's not called soa anymore. So that this is the response of Abaya, so maybe meraglayim also is more machmer. Just like soa is lachumer, so too this is lachumer. Okay. Amar Avina. Havikim nakamed Rav Yehuda midifti. I was in front of Rav Yehuda midifti. Chazet soa. And I saw we were about to say Kriya Shema, and then we said, whoa, look over there. So I'm really, Aini, Karma Paneha Yilo. Go check if it had got this crust on it yet, and therefore it wouldn't have the status of soa anymore. Igadamre, or he told me, Hachi Amarle, Aini Mifle Ifluye. See if it started getting cracks in it yet. Similar shiurim, but is it just a crust, or is it a little further, and it has cracks in it? Okay, so my Havala, Halacha L'maisa, what do we paskin? So Itmar, first wide line, Soa Kacheres. So soa like cheres, where it's so hard. Amemar amar asura, my sister amar muteris. So machlokas amaroyim. Amar Rava hilchasa soa kacheres asura. Umeraglayim kolzman shematfichin. Halacha is soa kacheres is asur, even if it's hard. So it has to be very brittle in order not to be called soa anymore. And remember, this is all if it's in front of you. If it's behind you, so we said before, marchik dalaramas, etc. Umeraglayim kolzman shematfichin. And meraglayim though, as long as it still could get you wet. That's what Rava says. That's the halacha. Meisvei. Okay, a couple more lines of this topic, and then when we turn the page, it's finished. Meisvei. So we have Sabraisa on Rava. Rava who says that as long as it's still wet, that's why it's still called meraglayim. So the Braisa says meraglayim calls man shabat tvichad asurit. The first line of the Braisa is meraglayim. As long as it's still wet, it's asur. Forget that first line of the Braisa for a minute, because that's what the Gemara is telling you to do. Nivlu o yavshu mutarin. We're going to be bedayik now from the second line of the Braisa. Nivlu, if it was absorbed in the ground, o yavshu, or it was dried up on a surface where it can't get absorbed. Rashi says a stone. Nivlu o yavshu, if it's absorbed in the ground or dried up on a rock, mutarin. So then, it's mutter. It's not called a meraglayim anymore. So my lav, nivlu dumyu de yavshu. Let us compare absorbed and dried up. My yavshu to ein rishuma nikar af nivlu to ein rishuma nikar. So just if the yavshu, the dried up, just like you don't see any appearance left after it dries up. So af nivlu, let's assume that it needs ein rishuma nikar. Ha rishuma nikar asur af agav to ein matfichin. So we're medayik from the second line of the brisa that if you would still be able to see it, the rishum, the where it was, so that even if it wasn't wet, Even if it wasn't moist enough to make you wet, you would still be asa to say kriyishma. So how does that work with Rava? Rava said the halacha is that it has to be moist in order to get you moist. So how does the brisa, and we're bedayik from the brisa, that the brisa said otherwise. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Ula taimeche maresha. Look at the first line of the brisa. Kolz masha matfichin. The first line of the brisa says, like Rava, that it has to be wet. Hu da aser. Harvi shuma nikashuk shari. But if it only had a marking, but it didn't have, it wasn't wet, shari. So that's where Madai, opposite things from the two lines of the brisa. So the Gemara answers, elameho lekal mashba mina. No, it must be. Because you could be medayik opposite things from the two lines of the brisa, it must be we're not meant to be medayik anything, and therefore forget this brisa to prove one way or the other. Rachas is the longest pesachta in words. Lema ketanoi, right? But Basra is famous for the dafim, but for dafyomi we say every word. So longest brisa in words. Lema ketanoi. So five lines from the bottom. Let us say this whole discussion about when meraglayim is ois meraglayim. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Fine, the kli. Let's say one has a bowl, some type of instrument where meraglayim was in it that you poured it out. So for that, you can't say kriyashma keneged that. So this is our discussion. Meraglayim themselves that were spilled out, machlokas. First opinion says, nivlu'u mutter, lo nivlu'u aser. Depends if it was absorbed or not. Absorbed is mutter, not absorbed is aser. Reb Yossi Omer, kolzman shematfichin. As long as it's still wet. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the machlokas here? Let's try to analyze it. First, the first opinion. My nivlu, my no livnu, tekamer tanakama. What did the tanakama mean by saying absorbed is a problem and not absorbed is not a problem? Ilema nivlu tein matfichin. Did he mean that nivlu means it's not wet anymore? Lo nivlu de matfichin. Not absorbed means that it's still wet. The aser Rabbi Yossi lemeimar called vashem matfichin uda aser. And then Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, if it's wet, it's aser. Then it's the same shita. If nivlu and lo nivlu means wet and not wet, the second opinion said, if it's wet, it's usr. So it's the same shita, there's no machlokas here. Ella, what must it mean? The Tanakama must hold as follows. Nivlu t'ein rishuma nikar. Nivlu means that you can't see it anymore. Lo nivlu d'rishuma nikar. And lo nivlu means you can still see it, but it's not wet. V'yasser, Rabbi Yossi l'meimar, kol zman shabat fichin hu da'aser, harishuma nikar shari. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it has to be wet. If just the mark is there on the floor, so then it's not considered meraglayim, and you're allowed to say daven next to it. So maybe this is a machlokas tanaim, whether meraglayim, it's only usr while it's still wet, or it's usr even if you could just see the mark on the floor. So Gemara says, no, lo to kuli alma, it's very possible, kol man shematfichin hu da'aser, that everybody holds that it still has to be wet, which is what we paskin. Harishuma nika shari, if you could just see on the mark, it will be mutter. The hacha, bitofeach amanas lahatfiach ika beinayu. The machlokas here is just how wet it has to be. Matfichin is one level of wet, which is if you touch something, it gets you wet, but you will not then have the ability to get something else wet. That's called matfichin. But tofeach amanas latfiach is so moist that if you touch it, you'll also be able to get something else wet. This shear comes up in various places in Shas, this shear of wetness. So tofeach amanas latfiach, just one we mentioned in the past, there's a gzeira derabanan. I'm totally off, but it has to do with the same shear. There's a rabbanan to hang up wet things on Shabbos in places where you usually hang them when you wash them. So this is the rabbanan because people might have thought that you wash them. So let's say if you have there was a spill on the floor in your kitchen on Shabbos and you put the towel down and it got absorbed, you're not allowed to take that towel, which is soaking wet, and put it in the laundry room where you usually hang things. Or let's say you come in and it was pouring out, you got stuck in the rain and your shirt is soaking wet. You can't hang your shirt up in the laundry room with a place where you usually hang stuff. Just put it on the doorknob, on a chair, is no problem, because nobody's going to think it's washed then. But how wet does it have to be? If it has a little stain on it, it has a little couple drops of rain, so the Shulchan Aruch says, no, tofeach amanas latfiach. It has to be so wet that everybody knows it's soaking wet. And if they would touch something, they'd be able to get something else wet. That's the shear of the halach. Okay, yeah. So we're going to talk about that in a few lines. The Gemara talks about that exact case. Talk about that exact case about catheters and Foley's. But Lamaisa, if we're in a shul for the reyach, so it seems like if somebody is davening, so then they should wait, try to wait until the learning is not a problem. But davening, one should wait until the smell passes. So that is all that discussion. Okay, Yarad Litbol. So now we're quoting the Mishnah that we had back on Chav Beis. The Mishnah there said if you're in If you're in the mikvah, if you can get out of the mikvah by Netzachama, so then what? You get out, you say Kriyash Valagamensh. But if you can't get out by Netzachama, so you stay in the water. And your chot make a chatzitz in the water somehow. So what do you mean, Netzachama? So said we know Zman Kriyashma is the third hour. Right? We had the machlokas and daftes earlier. So the Gemara says Lema Tana Stamach Rabbi Eliezer to Amar Adon Eisachama. So is this Mishnah so being so same and assuming that Rabbi Eliezer is right that you have to say Kriyashma? We already missed Zman Kriyashma because we already missed the Nates. So is that what this Gemara is saying? So Gemara says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who we paskin like that the Kriyashma is the third hour of the day. V'tilma kevasikin. It means even Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a lechachila to say it kivasikin. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, vasikin are you go b'nei sa'im anei tzachama? Because vasikin, right? Those who are, remember what Rashi, how Rashi defines vasikin? How does Rashi define vasikin on Daftes? Rashi says those who are mechabev mitzvos. Those are mechabev mitzvos, so that's their go b'nei tzachama. Even Rabbi Yeshua holds that's a lechachila. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Fine. But let's say you can't get out. So the Mishnah says, you just stay in the water. So Gemara asks, what do you mean you're in the water? So we already answered this question when we explained the Mishnah. But now we're going to see it in the Gemara. What do you mean you're in the water? We had yesterday the concept that the lave and the erva aren't supposed to be in the same proximity without a hefsek in between. When you daven, we saw the ritva yesterday that has to do because the evarim hachashuvim have to be separate from the makam erva. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Vitem Rav Acha Bar Abba Bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu, B'mayim Achurim Shana. We're talking about unclear, murky water. The Damu Ka'ara Semichta Shalayir Alibar Avaso. So that itself is considered a hefsek, but it's not clear water. So then it's a mutter. Sorry. Ara Semichta is like thick earth. It's like thick earth, and therefore it's like a hefsek in between. Taner Rabbanan, Mayim Salulam. What if it's clear water? So what do you do? Baruch Hashem. The mikvah is clear. So Yesha Behanat Savara Vakore. The first opinion says, so you just go up until your neck in the water, and the water itself, even though it's clear, is considered a hefsek. The Yesh Omrin Ochran Baraglo. Some say no, like you mush around your hands and your feet, like we mentioned what a woman does in the mikvah before she says the bracha. She mushes around her hands, so she makes the water a little unclear, and therefore that's when she can say the bracha. The Tanakama Hari Libra Rasa Erva. What do you mean the Tanakama doesn't require that? So there's no halacha. So inachinami ksaver liba roas erva mutter. He holds that it's mutter. There's no such halacha. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hariya keva roas erva. Literally, what about the ankle that sees the erva? You fine. We took care of the liba roas erva, but the ankle too. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, I think the Ritva here says not dafkan ankle. It's other parts of the body, the leg and others. Aren't other parts of the body supposed to be covered from the erva when you say kriyashma? So the Gemara answers ksaver akeva roas erva mutter. So there's no such halacha. The halacha is libra roasa erva, not other parts of the body roasa erva. Fine, itzmar, third line. But again, like we said before or earlier, like if you don't have a shirt on, as long as you have the pants on and there's some type of hefsek, that's good enough for as long as they're most poskim hold that the elastic on our undergarments or on our pants or a belt, that's enough. Again, some of the hidur to put on a gartel as an extra hidur, but that is a chumrah, a hidur. But we generally poskim that the any type of separation is enough. Itzmar akeva roas erva mutter. So fine, the akev that sees the erva is mutter. No geya. What about if it's touching? Let's say somebody's sitting with a robe on. That's what they used to wear in those days, togas, and they're sitting somehow like Indian style, where their leg is touching the makam ha'erva. So you're allowed to say kriyashma then if another part of your body is mamish touching the makam ha'erva. Abaya amar asav rava amar mutter. No, that's a machlokas amaram already. Rav Zvid masi lo hashmaitza hachi. So Rav Zvid reported the machlokas as we just said, which says that by roe everybody agrees mutter, by nogeya there's a machlokas. But hachi rav chinina brei rav ika masi lo hachi. He said it a different way. Nogeya dibriya kol aser. If it's touching, then everybody agrees aser. That's not a machlokas. Roe, that's the machlokas. Abaya amar aser rava amar mutter. Lo nitna torah lo malachei ashares. Rava adds, it has to be mutter to see other parts of the body. What are you supposed to do? We wear togas. And what are we supposed to cover every single part of our body? We can't manage otherwise. Rashi here has something unusual. Rashi says, malachim don't have erva. Rashi says. No, Rashi is saying something there. We have to sit on Rashi a little bit. What he's trying to get at. The pashas of that klal usually means it's impossible for us to function otherwise. So therefore, you know, it's allowed. The hilchasa, what's the halacha? Nogeya aser roe mutter. Therefore, another part of one's body is not allowed to be touching the makama erva when one says kriyashma. Amar Rava. Okay, important halacha. Amar Rava. Tsoa ba'ashashis. Tsoa ba'ashashis. That means in glass. You see tsoa, but it's in a different reshus because it's covered by glass or by other some other type of material. Mutter likros kriyashma kenagda. It is mutter to say kriyashma by tsoa ba'ashashis. Erva ba'ashashis also likros kriyashma kenagda. But if somebody has erva on the other side of a screen of glass, also to say kriyashma kenegda. Why? What's the difference? Whereas it's something very mistaver. Soa bashash is mutter kriyashma kenegda. Soa is mutter, even though you could see it. Why? Soa bekisu italia milsa v'hamichsa. Soa has to be covered, so it's covered. So what is in it? You could still see it. It's covered, and therefore, based on this. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Igros Moshe and others that may ikar hadin catheters or Foleys or any of this that's considered soa bashashis based on this gemara is considered soa in a different rishus and therefore ikar hadin the patient or somebody else in the room could daven could say kriya shema could do everything again asher yasar is a shayla other things are a shayla but ikar hadin you want to cover it with a blanket okay fine. Yotzezayin, if you want to do it, a hidur. But Meikra did it, will be mutter, based on this. Because it's soa ba'ashashis, and it's bekisu italia milsa, and it's considered mechusa. But erva ba'ashashis, also likros kriyashma kenegda. Below yira b'cha erva's dabar, it has to do with seeing. What, somebody want to say, oh, I see that woman over there, I see her only behind the glass. Well, so it's not erva. It's crazy. Right? Erva has to do with b'ri'ya. And if you see it, you see it. There is a big kula that the Shulchan Aruch has in Simon Ayin Hey. He says he's makel if you close your eyes. If you close your eyes and in front of an erva, happens, let's say you're on a bus and you're on a subway and Zman Kriyashma is passing, you're going to say Kriyashma. And there's a woman in front of you that's not dressed properly. So you're not going to just close your eyes. So Shulchan Aruch says, yes, that's all you have to do. Because it's what the Shulchan Aruch says, totally on seeing. If it's totally on seeing, that's it. So then you just close your eyes. The Bach and the Mishnah Berurah and other Achronim say we shouldn't be somech on that. We should turn our bodies away. We should face the other way. We shouldn't have it mamash in front of us, even if one closes the eyes. There is a discussion. We don't have time to read it. The Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer for the 1700s, has a tshuva here, which talks about various halachos of ba'ashashis. What about doing Kiddush Levana ba'ashashis? Right? Let's say you're in Igra Din, you're supposed to go outside. Let's say somebody in the Chola. So they want to see the Levana ba'ashashis. Or, what about glasses? What about glasses? Is that ba'ashashis? So there's a, what about l'chomara eni ha'kohen? What about a kohen has to see the negat saras with his eyes? Is that how to wear glasses? Or the Shvus Yaakov talks about dayanim wearing glasses. Dayan can't be suma, can't be a blind person. So let's say he has to wear without glasses, he's kemat, he can't see. With glasses, oh! So is that considered a suma in halacha? If you go by the Gav, you go by the Lamaisa. Or, he calls about Birchas HaTorah. You have to see the words. You have to see the words when you lean. So somebody told me yesterday, there's a Brisker Chumrah. I said, where is you see it quoted anywhere? So he said, Brisker Chumrah, to take off your glasses when you lean, because when you get the Aliyah. I never saw that written anywhere, so I can't talk about it. But that's, do you have to take off your glasses?
Yeah.
What?
You still need the eye,
but is this called Ba'ashashis? And for certain halachos, Ba'ashashis says it's not considered, yeah.
What about saying the Levana on a video screen?
In Achnami, but that might not be the. That's worse, because that's not seeing the actual Levana, but just with a hefsik. That's seeing something else on a recording.
So they're making a bracha, let's say, with a television on?
Making the bracha, so they talk about Erva Bashashas. That's okay. Erva Bashashas. But it's obviously not. I mean, that Erva, it might be different, because by Erva, it's not a din in actually seeing the person Ba'atzmo. If you're just seeing a picture of it. Levana, it might be a din in seeing the Levana Ba'atzmo. Again, L'chanchila, we're supposed to go outside. But glasses in general, I think, we're a mako. It's also an interesting discussion we mentioned, if you remember, about 3 years ago, by Lecha Mishnah. Oh, you remember it? Lelecha Mishner. Shlomo Zalman had the suffix, it's quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, could you use a see-through challah cover? See-through challah cover. Clear. So sometimes we have challah cover with nice designs on it, but you can see the challahs in between. So we said it's totally on the reasons. If it's totally on the boshes of the challah, so then is the challah misbayish, when it can still see. But if it's totally on the kisui, the man was mechusa, so it's still considered a kisui, but kisui tala rachmana. So it might be totally on those issues. Okay. Amar Abaya. I thought I'd finish a little earlier today, but I guess not. Amar Abaya. Soa kol shehu mevat lebaro. Let's say this. Let's say you have the soa, and it's called soa. How do you get rid of it? So how are you mevatel it? So says the Amara, you could spit saliva on it, and that's how drown it in saliva, and if it won't have the status of soa anymore. Amar Rava, ubarok aveh. That's to be a nice, phlegmy piece. Amar, that's what it says. Baruch Hashem, Torahi. Amar Rava, Tsoa Baguma, Maniach Sadalov Aleha, Vakori Kriyishma. Let's say it's so in a hole, so you can just put your foot on top of the hole, and then it'll be called in a different Rishus and say Kriyishma. Ba Mar Braid Ravina, Tsoa Dvuka Basandal, Omai Teku. Oh, let's say somebody has Tsoa on his foot, on the bottom of his shoe. What's the halacha? Is that called a different Rishus? Because it's the bottom of your shoe, Teku. So, generally, we try to be Machmir, especially for Kavanah Brias, to check our shoes before we go into shul. Sorry? Could you scrape it off on Shabbos, not on mud? Because that would be choresh. You have to scrape it off on a hard cement. Hard cement, like on the side of a sidewalk. But scraping it on a grass, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't scrape it off on grass or on dirt, because then that's smoothing the ground, even though that's not your kavanah, it's a psikresha. But doing it on a hard surface, like the corner of a... Shulchan Aruch talks about these things they used to have in front of their houses, because all the roads used to be mud. So they used to have these pointy things in the front of everybody's houses, they used to scrape off mud. It's a question that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But again, if it's there's no chorish by that. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Akum Arum, also likewise Kriyashma Kenegda. Even a non-Jewish naked person, you can say Kriyashma opposite that person. So Ma'aya Akum, Afil Yisrael Nami, what's unique about a non-Jew? So he said, Yisrael Pshita Leit Da'asr. Yisrael is Pasha. The Gemara here has a very, very difficult Havamina to understand. We can't sit on it now, but you can tell me what your ideas are. Ela Akam Esrichale. No, there's a chiddush by a non-Jew. Mahu de tema ho v'ksiv b'hu asher b'sar chamorim b'saram eimak hachamor ba'almahu. You might say, because for other halachos, they are not considered like other b'nei Adam, so therefore there's a havamina that their erva might not be called erva. Amazing havamina. Can't really explain it. Kamash want inonami ikru erva. Oh, so the chiddush is, no, they're also called erva. D'chsiv erva saviyam al-ra'u. What's that pasuk by? Noach. Noach was a guy. Right, so that's why Verzavi El Row, and it's still called Erva. Again, it's a difficult Havamina to understand. Usually you say that by Inyoni Yichus, Zermasusum, Zermasum, and other. Here the Gemara is explaining it by Mamash, their bodies. So the Gemara Nida talks a little bit about our bodies might be different. The Palaita Shechva Zera might be different for how long it lasts in a woman's body, a Jewish woman's body, a non Jewish woman. But interesting Gemaras, but not for now. Lo Yiskase, Lo B'mayim Haram, Lo B'mayim Mishra, Shitol Toch on Mayim. The Gemara says you can't say Kriyashma, let's say you couldn't get out in time. But if you're sitting in disgusting putrid water, you can't say Kriyashma at all. But Kavamaya, Rami Vazil, how much water do you have to put into this laundry water or bad water in order to dilute it? Elahachi Kamar. No, this is what it means. Lo Yiskase, Lo B'mayim Haram, Lo B'mayim Mishra, Klal. The laundry and bad and putrid water, you can't dilute. That is just disgusting. You can't say Kriyashma at all in that type of water. Omeraglayim, but the meraglayim, the urine, ach yatal tochan mayim v'yikra. That you can dilute. Tana rabbana, kama yatal tochan mayim, how much water do you have to put in? Kol shehu, any little amount already, it's batel. Rav Zakeh amar revius, so you have to put in a revius of water. Amar of nachmei machlokas l'basof. The only machlokas is if the meraglayim is there first, and now you're trying to add water in. Avo betchila kol shehen. But if you could put a little water into the kli before the meraglayim, so then every drop of meraglayim that falls into the water is batel. It's a concept called kama kama batel. Every little bit that falls into the water is batel, then it never gets the status of meraglayim, and then even a lot of meraglayim would be mutter, would be batel. Rav Yosef Amar, no, machlokas l'chadchila. The machlokas is if the water is in there first. Avol basof divrei akol revius. But if it comes in afterwards, then everybody agrees kol shehu was not enough. Everybody agrees you have to have a revius. Amar Rav Yosef l'shamei, isli reviasa demayik Rav Zakeh. Rav Yosef himself was machmer like Rav Zakeh to get a revius of water. Fine. Three more minutes. Tana Rabbanan. So again, these are just various halachas. How much water do you have to put in to dilute the meraglayim? Tana Rabbanan. Graf shel rei bavish shel meraglayim. Also, the question kriyashma kenegdan. If the item, the kli where they used to go to the bathroom in the avit is like a urinal, and the graf shel rei is the toilet itself, you can't say kriyashma opposite those items. V'afal pi shein bam klum. Even if they're clean. Right, because those items have the status of something that you can't say kriyashma next to. Well, meraglayim asman, but the meraglayim itself is more mekel. Achiyata latochan mayim. Again, until you dilute it. V'kama yata latochan mayim kol shu. Any tiny amount throw in there. Rav Zakeh amar revius bein lefnei hamita bein laachar hamita. Rav Zakeh says a revius you could put it in whether the meraglayim is on the same side. Let's say there's a bed in the room. Whether the meraglayim is on the same side of the bed as you or on the opposite side of the bed as you. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, there's a chilak. La'achar hamita korei. If it's behind the bed, then you're allowed to read. La, the say kriyashma. La'afnei hamita ain't a korei. But if it's in front of the mita on the same side of the bed as you, then you can't say kriyashma avol marchikhu dalad amos v'kore. You have to be marchik dalad amos, says the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer no, even more machmir. Afilu bayis meya ama lo yikrash yotziyem moshiyanichin tachas amita. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer says, if you're in the same house as these things, then the house, the bayis, makes it all into like dalad amos, and therefore you have to get rid of it. You either have to take it out of the house or put it under your bed deep down, so it's in a different rishus. So let's try to understand what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said he made the chilek. Remember this line. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said it depends. If it's on the other side of the mita, it's okay. If it's on this side of the mita, it's not okay. But be marchik for amos. So that last line, but be marchik for amos. What is that referring to? If it's on which side of the bed? Hey, kamar, achar hamita kori miyad. Did he mean to say that if it's on the other side of the bed, you could say kriyishma right next to the bed? Lefnei hamita marchik dalad amos v'korei. But if it's on this side of the bed, you have to distance yourself for amos. O dilma, or did he mean hachi kamar? Well, achar hamita marchik dalad amos v'korei. If it's on the other side of the bed, then you have to distance for amos, and then that's enough. But lefnei hamita eino korei klal. But if it's on the same side of the bed, you can't say kriyishma at all. So tashma, what is that? What did he mean? The Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. So we have Rav Shimon ben Elazar who says, Achar amita kor miyad lefnei amita marchik dalad amos. Oh, so Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, on the other side of the mita, you can say it right away. So that's how we assume what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel meant. It's on this side of the mita, you have to be marchik dalad amos. So we assume he's lakua, that on the other side of the bed, you can say it right away. And if it's on this side of the bed, you can be marchik dalad amos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, afilu bayis, mea ama, lo yikra, ad she yotziyem, o ad she yinichem tachas amita. Rashbag has the more machmer shita again, that if it's in the house, you have to get rid of it totally. So fine, that's how we explain Rashbag must mean that if it's on the other side of the bed, you could say it's right next to this side of the bed. But if it's on my side of the bed, I have to be marchik dalad amos. So baya nifshitolon. So we answer the ibaya. We answer the question what he meant. But masnisan kasha ahadati. But if you look at the names in these two brises that we just quoted, they're opposite of each other. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar say opposite things in each brisa. They switch shitas. So the Gemara says eifach pas brisa. Okay, switch the second one. The second one, switch the names so they match up. Why do you switch the second one? But not the first one. Why should the second one be worse? So no. Who in general do we know that says the whole house is called four amos? Rav Shimon ben Elazar, right? We said it by the Tilas Yadayim, right? You could go to the bathroom in the morning, according to many poskim. You don't have to have any Tilas by your bed. Why? Because the whole room is called Dalad Amos. So who is the one that always holds that the house is called Dalad Amos? That's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So to hear, if it's in the house, he would say, you have to get rid of it totally. Interesting Rashi here, because the Gemara here says, who is the one that says? Where does he say that? Rashi says, Lo Yadati Hechani. I don't know. I don't know what the source of the Gemara is, where it is. Look at the Gilyan HaShas here. He quotes about 35 Rashis and Shas, where Rashi says, I don't know. Look at this huge Gilyan HaShas. Right? That's what he says. Ayein, 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 ayein. Look at all these Makaris, where Rashi says, Lo Yadati. Okay? Good. Gilyan HaShas. And Amar of Yosef, we're going to stop here. The Gemara is just going to have a few more lines about how tall the bed must be that you have to put it under, and that it could be called a different Rishus. Hashem will stop here. Hashem, tomorrow, Menachem is Messiahim and starts the next parak. Next parak is unbelievable. It's all about tefillah and tefillah for shus, tefillah for karevah. Hashem will talk about it on Sunday.